he really on the ball? I got a real fine mama. Yeah, she really on the ball. Yeah, she my red hot mama. And she ain't but 5 feet tall.
Welcome to Show 38, the World Championship Barbecue and Beer Fest Show.
That's right.
Dick, Rick,
Susan.
And onlookers.
And fans. We have a room full of fans tonight. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Brought my friend Shannon.
And Trey and Misty. And we're not going to even talk about Misty being a Bud Light drinker.
I'm not going to talk about Misty because we are partners now.
I know. You just got through doing a canoe race.
Yes.
You have that special water bonding.
Yes.
That only occurs in a canoe.
Poor Misty. We had never met before, and we're in this canoe. And I'm like, dig, Misty, dig, yelling at her. Get on it. She did a good job. Because I'm not afraid to yell at somebody.
So we just came back, and the whole point of that, since nobody gets this whole inside joke, is we just came back from our neighborhood
annual pig roast at the Homer Association.
And the whole theme of this show is barbecue.
Right? And only down in the South do you have a pig roast.
That's right. And this is a pig roast following closely on the heels of
Memphis and May. Memphis and May. Championship barbecue.
We don't even have enough time to talk about all the barbecue, beer festivities going on in our neighborhood.
That's right. There's so much.
Now we have interview after interview after interview.
And so to set this up, Rick, we were contacted by our friend Kirk Johnston, who's been on the show a while back.
He brought some German beers back.
He did. And Peruvian beers. And asked us to come down and participate with a team that he sponsored, Smokers Anonymous.
Right.
And so we got to go and hang out backstage with a team competing in the World Championship Barbecue Contest.
And his company, Vaco, they were sponsors along with Sam's Town of this team, Smokers Anonymous.
That's right. That's right. So this is not a screwing around team. In their budget for this,
$22,000.
$22,000 for a 3-day event. They spent 5 days down there, 5-6 days, getting ready, setting up, putting all this on. So it's a big deal. I mean, these are really world-class people.
We're talking about corporate sponsorships, 170 teams competing for the title of the best ribs in Memphis.
Right.
So.
And we need to point out that the whole thing, when we came out there, we come walking down the hill, and we hear this music, and that's the music we were just listening to, and that kind of like set the tone for us entering the barbecue. That was 19th Street Red. And that was we were just listening to Red Hot Mama.
This was a displaced New Orleans musician, and I was more than happy to buy a CD and throw him a few bones. And he gave us permission to use the entire CD if we want to. So.
And he's like standing there with his guitar and his foot drum playing on the very tail end of Beale Street as it runs into Riverside, right?
He was competing with the evangelist who was just down the block with a megaphone condemning us all to hell.
That's right.
Thank you very much, saying
hell is this way. Get your ticket here. It's only $7.
If you go to the pig fest and you eat pork, you're going to hell.
It was very much like New Orleans when you're down on New Orleans on Bourbon Street and there's always somebody trying to do the buzzkill, like screaming that you're going to hell.
That's right.
It was very much like
but
that.
But I think that just like amps it up a little bit. Yeah. You know you're at a good spot here.
Yeah,
if you're
going
to go to hell, okay.
We were down there for 2 days and these guys were there every time we went through the gates and there was a teenager there holding a sign. I felt sorry for the teenager.
He looked bored. He's like, please, God, kill me now.
They're holding big crosses and signs that say, like, sinners, go home, repent, blah, blah, blah.
But they were really nice. They were well-behaved.
You know?
They didn't go out and grab anybody. So anyway, we're at the World.
It's my favorite thing, gluttony.
Yeah, so that's right. And that was the whole theme of the whole barbecue. So we ate a ton. We drank a ton.
We have to thank Kirk for a special keg that he bought just for Dick Pepper.
That's right. Yeah, he got it hooked us up with a keg of Rogue Dead Guy Ale.
Rogue Dead Guy.
That's right. It's better than a Bud Light keg.
Towards the second day, we had to cut it a little bit because it was starting to get a little malty. Yeah.
So we've invented an official Big Foamy Head all day drinker, Dead
Light.
It's a
session beer of the Dead Light, right?
That's right.
You just mix your Big Foamy or your Rogue Dead Guy with your Bud Light.
So y'all really did mix the two
beers?
We had to. It was just getting
so malty.
Oh. We were like getting falling down, pounded, and it's like 1 o'clock.
We were?
Well, I didn't see y'all till Friday night, and by Friday night there was some crazy talk going on.
We were completely lubricated, but we have that on audio.
Yeah. That's right.
We cleaned it up.
Yep.
It's a 20 minutes of drunken rambling that would clean up to a good 7 minutes.
I really appreciate y'all cutting. They sent me the raw footage, and there was all kinds of crazy, crazy
talk
going on.
We kept inviting everybody to pull their pants down or take their tops off.
Yeah, not so much. That wasn't a good idea. But after I listened to it, I was like, very funny, but can you please cut out the parts where I insult all blank, fill in the blanks. I can't even mention them.
There was nobody you didn't get.
Yeah, so I think they cut it all down to about a fourth of what I actually
said.
But
we got to meet a lot of opportunity.
We got to meet a lot of people from Bodine, a lot of fans of the show.
Yes, y'all have all kinds of.
We had a big time.
Yeah, we had a following there. Yeah. It was quite fun.
It was very nice. So our team was Smokers Anonymous. We spent the duration with them. We're going to play some of the audio.
Some great, great people.
Very nice. And you're going to get to kind of virtually meet some members of the team. We're probably going to put all of the audio clips out in a separate segment. So if you want to hear about that. But these guys are very dedicated to their craft of barbecuing. They put in a lot of time, a lot
of
hard
work.
They work
hard. They play hard.
They play hard. Exactly. That sums it up right there. So we're going to start with this first interview. This is Chris Morrissey and Morrison. Sorry, Chris Morrison. And Chris is the ops director.
Enjoy.
Okay, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. You want to listen on the headphones? You know, professional podcast dude?
Okay. There we are.
All right. He's all pumped
now
up.
Now we're in.
He's got his headphones. He's got his mic on.
Got my headphones, about my ninth beer, so we are feeling nice.
That's right. All right, so we are waiting on happy hour.
We are amidst happy hour right now. That is correct.
Are we actually in the happy hour?
Okay, what time is it right now?
Got 3:30.
We're 30 minutes away.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So, you know, we've been here for a little while, and we watched when we came in. Everybody's real casual, kind of, and you watch everybody starting to gear up. They're starting to get into work mode.
Yeah, and it kind of goes. It's sort of like a hurricane as it comes on shore.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the we've definitely got the lunch rush that kind of hits there for a little bit. Then we hit the afternoon lull, which is what we're in right now, which is why I'm able to talk to you.
Yeah. And we're just kind of like pushing the envelope here because you're fixing to get hit hard for happy hour, and this is Thursday. We need to point out this is not Friday. It's Thursday. And which do you see as it used to be Thursday was family day. Now they've extended it one more day.
Right.
Family day was last night, Wednesday night. Right.
So Thursday is our party. That is when everybody blows it out.
The party day.
This is the night because we've got, we've got competition on Saturday.
Right.
And Sean likes everybody to be fresh on Saturday, which includes me, unfortunately.
Okay.
And so I've got to be a good boy tomorrow night, as do most of us. So we end up blowing it out pretty big tonight.
All right. Now, Kirk, tell me, are you the team captain this year?
No, Sean is the team captain. Okay. Beth and I are running ops.
Okay.
And I'm running ops on the side of cooking. Okay. So it's sort of, we've grown a little bit and we've figured out exactly what mix works with this team.
Yeah.
And the mix that works best is when Sean concentrates on what he does best, which is cooking.
Right.
Beth runs, an event planning service, so she plans it out.
Oh, she does. So she actually does this for a living.
Yeah, she does this for a living. So everything leading up to this is her ball game.
Okay.
And then once we get in country, then
that's it.
That's me.
All right.
So
cool.
It's
I noticed you've been kind of hovering around, just checking on this, checking on that.
Yeah, it's we've definitely got to have somebody here from on all sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Just checking on things and making sure that everything happens because there's a lot of moving parts that go into this. I mean,
right.
We're looking at, we're already 4 days into it.
Yeah.
We're 5 days into it, actually.
Because y'all came down here Sunday?
No, we packed up on Friday.
Friday, okay.
We loaded this guy up. I mean, this trailer that we're standing in here, we loaded it all up on Friday.
Right.
And they brought it in on Saturday. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we've just been,
been living down here,
nonstop.
Working, getting ready, and it's all leading up to the big cook.
It's all Saturday, leading up to the
Saturday,
big show.
Saturday judging, right?
That's right,
okay.
And that's what it's here for. I mean, we had great successes last year.
Yeah.
Five categories, top 20 finish, one top 10 finish. I mean, that's it. I mean, at Memphis in May, that's all you can ask for.
Well,
that's,
and just being here,
amazing.
I mean, you got to be one of the top teams just to get in and be in here and hang out and We really appreciate you inviting us down here.
No, absolutely. This is going to be home base.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is great. And, you know, we're used to the lavish comfort of our exotic studios with the stripper pole and everything. And so we're
going
to suck it up and be in here. And you got us in a trailer here. We appreciate that.
You know what? We are not beyond a stripper pole here at Smokers Anonymous at all.
And pole's optional, as long as you got a stripper.
Well, look, I mean, hey, we got it. We got a tinfoil of rope and lace. What more do you want?
That's right.
You might need to explain Goombay first.
Okay, all right, yeah. And I know you didn't hear that. Kirk was explaining about the legend of the Goombay Punch. Here, y'all have a team drink that you keep in coolers.
Absolutely. It's called the Goombay Smash, and it's a Bahamian concoction that Sean McCarty has toted around with him for a number of years and has become infamous.
And this is kind of a semi-legal, quasi-narcotic cocktail, right?
I've described it to a lot of people, and the way that I like to describe it is that the Goombay Smash is not necessarily a drink. It's a lifestyle choice.
There you go. Okay.
So you've got to choose to live that lifestyle.
I think up north you have to have it prescribed to you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I mean, it's almost to the point of... Paragoric. I mean, for those of you that grew up in that area.
The counter thing you got a sign for? Okay,
exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Well, Chris, we are just enjoying looking out on the sea of cookers you've got back here. You got food going of every kind. You're cooking ribs, beef, pork, chicken.
You know, we've got the full spread going. And, obviously it couldn't have been, we couldn't have pulled it off this year without the help of, a couple of really great sponsors. Number one, Vaco. Number two, Sam's Town partnering up with us. The guys next door over at Triple R, they definitely stepped in and gave us the cooking bandwidth we needed. And we've just had a lot of people that have stepped in this year, especially with the cooking gear, and made it possible. Because, yeah. I mean, on our little backwoods, there's only so much we can do. But we've gotten a lot of bandwidth from some other areas, and we're going to be able to make it happen this year.
Well, we're going to be with you for the next couple of days. We appreciate you letting us come down and participate and partay. And we're glad to see we suckered Kirk into springing for some Rogue Dead Guy Ale.
Absolutely.
You're on your second one now.
I am on my second one right now on top of a couple of Goombays. And
There you go.
You know what? We'll see what happens throughout the night. But
we're going to talk some more as the next couple of days go on. And thanks for giving us some time.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
All right.
We've had some more guests wander through from the neighborhood pig roast. We've been joined by the third sister, Jean, and Carrie Johnson. And we have all been sampling the Arrogant Bastard Ale, and it says you're not worthy on the front of it.
Hey, speaking of not worthy, are you not going to introduce me?
And Jamie, the
Sister
other
Jamie.
Original right, beer
Jamie
babe.
Showed up.
Yes.
There you go.
And thanks for having me.
Have you ever had the Arrogant Bastard Ale, Jamie?
Just in college. I think I dated him.
Yeah, what was his name?
Dick Pepper.
That's how we met.
We've got three out of three Casper Bauer girls in here.
That's right. We've got the whole set.
This is what you call a threefer. And speaking of, this is an aggressive beer, guys. You probably won't like it. And what did you think? Carrie Johnson even tried it. Carrie, lean way in and tell us what you thought.
Well, for my first sampling, it was pretty stout. But you know what? I've never had a real beer, a whole beer, and that was pretty good.
You know what?
Really?
That is something
about
Carrie Johnson.
That's pretty good.
This Carrie Johnson is our rated G friend. She's never drank an entire beer.
My God.
She has never,
she's our rated G friend.
She has never smoked a cigarette, much less anything else, like a regular cigarette. Like
no
never.
Rat tail cools for Carrie.
No.
Huh?
And
a left-handed nicotine. Okay.
So Carrie, anything we expose her to will be a new and fun experience.
Wow. So I'm surprised you're not falling on the floor twitching from drinking this Arrogant Bastard. Right, this is a hardcore beer. Everybody,
this is serious.
Yeah, everybody who drinks beer knows that Arrogant Bastard is a extremely hoppy beer. And Carrie, just so you know, it's 7.2% alcohol. So you don't have to drink near as much. It'll still get you hooked up.
As son Trey, not my son, y'all's son. I mean, we haven't had the testing done to see if he's my son or not. But... He said his mom said it has a little bit of a bile kind
right.
of taste
yeah,
to
that's
it.
Her, that's her deal.
I would agree with that. I would definitely.
It's a hardcore beer. You wouldn't want to sit out and watch a canoe race and drink this by any means. Now, this is an indoor beer.
Not unless it's Misty and me with the good old – did a good job on that canoe race.
All right. So we're digressing.
Yes. Get back to the
total inside neighborhood stuff.
Yes.
All right, Rick, we were talking about a couple of other of the teams that were down there that we visited.
Yeah, we need to give some shout-outs for the people that allowed us to come crash their booth and drink their booze for free and stuff like that.
Yeah. You more than me.
Well, no, you were right there behind me.
I don't remember, therefore it didn't happen.
Yeah, that is a motto of this show. If I don't remember it, it didn't happen. So
it's not illegal if you don't get caught.
What did y'all think about the Bodine booth?
The Bodine booth.
Bodine booth was wonderful.
Tom's beer table was fantastic.
So we need to kind of like get the layout. We were facing the river. R13. That was our booth, Smokers Anonymous. To our right, further down the river, back on R08, was the Bodine booth. And the mayor, Mayor Willie, was the R01, probably. They had the entrance booth. And so it's this beautiful setting. We got pictures, too, on the website.
It's gorgeous down there. Really,
beautiful. The beautiful. Take a look at the pictures to find out. And so we had this really nice thing. And so now we start going down. Cruising the mile long. You looked it up, right?
It's a mile long.
Tom Lee Park barbecue. 173 barbecue teams.
For ribs alone.
They're everywhere.
There's more than that.
So we go and we're cruising around looking at these. And who were some of the teams we saw?
So we want to say thank you to Planet Barbecue. They had some homebrew that was exceptional. Very hoppy.
That was a super hoppy.
Yeah, it's
beer.
A great team. Yeah. I've hung out with them for the last 2 years. They're a lot of fun. It's the Teaks from the local area.
I don't know what that means.
Was that John Vincent's?
John Vincent's group. Yeah.
From the church. Everybody's from the church.
And then my friend Galen. his friends are the Homebrewed and Barbecue, and they took fifth place in rib division.
Okay.
So they gave us a little bit of a cold reception, but we were there way after dinner time, and I'm sure they were getting ready for
competition. I don't remember that.
Didn't happen.
I was told I had fun.
And then we went down to Ansdell Pork, which was a whole hog booth, and Jim Alonson and Cecilia. And I wasn't with you at all on that.
I
want to give them thanks. Yes, you were.
No, that was somebody else with you.
Guys,
I know my wife
was
there.
I don't know if y'all are going to keep this in my portion from the bed on booth, but I do want to say that it sounds like so much fun, and it seems like something you want to come to Memphis and visit, but it is really not a tourist thing at all, is it?
You need to know somebody.
You got to know somebody.
It's kind of like being at Mardi Gras in that, like, all the booths are kind of like the parade on the – but then the passersby is just walk by and look at all these parties because they're all a bunch of private parties.
Right. Did y'all go?
Carrie was down there.
All right, Carrie was down there. Who were you with?
My first timer. It was great, but like Susan said, yes, you had to know somebody, and luckily I knew Tom Mascari and was able to attend the Bodine booth, and it was awesome.
Because y'all were down there for a while before we got down there, and so
they
were kind of standing there without being able to go in for a while.
We were standing there looking pretty stupid, and we listened to the preacher for a while, and that was entertaining.
We talked about the preacher. What'd you think of that?
Yes.
I thought he did a good sermon.
Yes, he had certainly some good points.
Did you skip
church for your G-rated friend? That was a highlight, so...
But, yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, unless you can hook up with Dick and Rick before you get down there, you do not need to just come wander down to the barbecue fest because they're just, you have to know somebody to get into any of the parties.
Yeah, we owe huge thanks to Smokers Anonymous who hosted us for 2 days.
They were very wonderful people
and just a bunch of fun.
And I don't know if y'all got to see Bodine do some of this, but what they did was they've been doing it for so long that they entertain other people. As they come through, they have this thing called a cook store. So people who are interested in moving up in this higher level of competition can pay a little money, and they go through and tour select booths. And so our booth was one of them. So we're back there in the trailer looking out, watching everything going on. And we see McCarty, who we're going to listen to in just a minute, like put on his show to all of the people coming in.
And I think he was the team captain.
He is the team captain,
the whole guy.
And so this interview, this next interview coming up, we listen a little bit to what all he's doing. But before we listen to that, we're going to play a song that Susan said
I've been recommending this song forever, and they're finally getting it.
And we did this because we had this band at the Pig Roast, right? The first song, pick, right? The first song, that was our blues one. That's it. It's all downhill from now. It's all bluegrass.
Oh, man. This song is just like a perfect spring break song. You need to put this on your soundtrack for your next spring break. You're going to like it.
So this is a little a parody of Snoop Dogg, but it's made a little happier, a little less mellow, a little more happy.
And the thing is, you want it like, I'll be playing this, and I feel like it's a good song to be playing in front of the children, but it's a very inappropriate song to play in front of the children. But it's so happy sounding.
You've already distorted your children now just by playing this. So who are we listening to?
This is going
to
be the Gourds with their version of Gin and Juice.
It's kind of
That was the Gorge Gin and Juice, and as I said, perfect spring break anthem.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's a good song. I like it. We were doing a little side-by-side. We played Snoop's version, a little laid-back, mellow, and this is like a happy Gin and Juice.
Sure is.
It's happy. You know, talking spring about, break. I got a pocket full of rubbers. G's up, hose down, and everyone's happy.
Exactly. You know, it's like a good driving song, too.
It is.
You know, if you're driving along.
It's
like,
a happy song about hoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And who doesn't like a happy hoes song?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want cranky hoes.
No, no. And nobody likes a cranky hoe.
No, no.
Because it's hard out here for a pimp.
All right, so.
Do not bring up the damn 3-6 Mafia. I can't stand Dick talking about them anymore.
It's not me. It's Rick. He's down it's with
obsessed.
The 3-6.
Obsession.
Academy Award winning.
So Gene's hanging back. Jamie's in for the duration here, but Gene's like hanging back. Mm-hmm. Lean up. Come on.
You have to watch the silent ones.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Just don't pull up. Just don't pull the knife out again. All right, you're scaring me.
She's sharpening it,
and we're going to listen to Sean McCarty, and he's the team captain of the Smokers Anonymous, and he's like the heart and soul of the team. From what I understand, the team was founded many years ago. They recruited Sean from another team, and Sean's going to tell us about how he got into barbecuing and all that. So we're going to listen to a few minutes of Sean. Tell us about what it takes to build a barbecue team and kind of bring it into where they are now. And they're a world-class team.
All right, so Sean McCarty, I was just watching you do your spiel in front of a group of people. Who were those?
What has happened? I mean, Memphis in May has become such a huge event.
Right.
What they do now is all the inquiries that come in over the year, they, for people that are from out of town and have never participated, they bring them in and let them see, you know, give them a tour, so to speak. Oh, there we go. An emergency.
I was looking around from a beer. I started to shake a little.
You were putting me in a state of total panic.
He said, what is he looking for? Okay, I got my beer now. Well, go ahead.
What they do is, I'm not going to name the team because it's a nationally recognized guy came down and we're a pretty good team. We're very friendly, and they put us next to him to help out. And he didn't score very well, and it was his first year in it. I mean, they had no idea of really what they were getting into.
Yeah.
So now what they do is people sign up on the website, and they pay, and they come in, and then they'll do a tour. You know, I don't know, a dozen or two dozen teams volunteer to bring them in like we did and explain the process.
Right, all right. So these are guys that didn't quite make the cut for whatever reason, and you're just giving them a little bit of welcome to Memphis in May.
Well, it's not even making the cut. I mean, they have to really see it.
Sure.
Like the first time they did it was last year.
Yeah.
And we were doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a group in, and there was three, obviously, college guys from Wisconsin. And they were asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They were just, you know, dying to get in it. And then I kind of, you know, popped their bubble a little bit when I said, fellas, do you know what our budget is this year? And they go, no. I said, 17.5. And the three of them looked at each other going, oh, man, the frat can't pay for that.
Yeah, right. This isn't really a frat thing. People, you know.
And entry fees are.
Yeah, how much are the entry fees?
Before you even, you know, 2 months out, you're writing a check, I think, $2,500?
No. Yeah. Or five before we get to the park.
Yeah.
Okay,
that includes
$5,000.
Your space, all of your categories that you enter.
Right.
You know, everything. Portalettes. Yeah.
But now y'all are doing it on a larger scale than the backyard barbecue. I mean, this is a full-blown barbecue team. How long have y'all been doing this?
We've been doing this since 1992.
92.
Was our first year in it.
All right, so we've got 14 years under your belt, then.
Man,
I know math.
I was still going
math and beer.
I was still stomping my foot.
Remember, kids, don't add and drive.
Never works.
Hey, that was good. I won't be able to do that later.
Speed limit's 55.
Okay. So, but Rick and I were standing here in the luxurious trailer watching you pitch these guys, and they were like riveted on you, and you could tell these guys are just like sucking it in and beat up.
Now most of the teams won't feed, and we're told not to feed the public, so to speak.
It's kind of like, but I like them, the animals, sir.
We've got enough product, and I like them to taste what we're talking about. This guy here, Mylon Mandic, President Ribs on the Run from Australia.
Ah, okay. That was the group that was
That was
here?
One of the guys. That okay, was just cool. one of the guys. We had one guy from Australia, two folks from England, and then the rest were from around the country. Arizona, Arizona, Oklahoma, other places.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
International.
Yeah, the whole international crowd. Of course, Memphis in May, it is an international event anyway. I know it's grown from its days, 20-something years ago, parking lot in Overton Square.
30 years ago. This is the 30th anniversary.
Oh, today. Okay.
I'm getting misty.
Yeah. A little verklempt. But so today, I mean, this is Thursday. This is y'all are putting on the dog, feeding a lot of people, but you hadn't really buckled down to competition yet.
Mm-mm.
You're turning out a great product. Rick and I just had a couple of the ribs, and we're just like oohing and aahing. And Chris is going, this is the slop. This is what we throw at the masses. It's like, well, we'll take your slop, man. This is good stuff here.
It's essentially the same process.
Yeah.
I mean, we marinate the ribs. We do the wet smoker. Cook them the same amount of time. But where we have 7 racks in our cooker.
Yeah.
And we can put 7 racks of ribs on each rack flat.
Right.
But when we're doing it like this, we'll stack them, pack them, and rack them.
Yeah.
And same process, but now, we baby them on Saturday.
Right before we turned the mics on, you were kind of yelling out the directions, bam, bam, bam. And it seems like every event, things happen. So in this case, the chickens were frozen. You decide, and now this is not a competition one. This is a feeding the masses one.
Right.
But you had immediately you're presented with a problem. They're frozen. You can't inject them with the marinade. So you immediately it's like, okay, now what? And so your job is come up with plan B, right? And
I've been doing this a long time. I'm 45. I've been doing it since I was 18.
All right. Yeah, down in Florida. We talked to Beth earlier, your wife, and she was kind of giving us some background.
I got to give high praise to Art Belisari.
Right.
I moved to South Florida my senior year in high school. Mm-hmm. Andy Belisari and I were seniors together, went to high school together. Andy, it was a year later. We were both out of high school, but he goes, we're having a pig roast.
Right.
You want to come over? Yeah. I'm like, sure. And he goes, well, we got to go by your house and... you need to pack a bag. Mm-hmm. Pack a bag? And he says, yeah, you need some clothes for the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and my dad's sitting there on the couch. I said, I'm going out to Andy's for a pig roast. He goes, so what are you doing here? I said, I'm packing a bag. And he goes, for what? I go, I don't know.
It's like you're just getting sucked into it. I had no idea what you're doing.
Exactly. And I walked around the corner, and I had a passion for cooking.
Yeah.
I cooked a lot for the family, and I loved to grill. Walked around the corner into the backyard of Art Belisari's house, and he had a whole hog spread over 2 card tables, and he had double-edged paring knives where they sharpened both edges, and they were poking X's into the meat, and they were going as deep, 3 inches, 4 inches, however long that paring knife was, and then we were stuffing it with garlic. And Art taught me how to throw a barbecue for 200-300 people.
So that's where you learn to cook.
Yes.
Large scale.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. And it didn't hurt that there was some Bahamian coconut rum around.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right.
Because
isn't liquor and beer an essential ingredient in a successful barbecue?
Absolutely.
That's right. If you pour a certain amount into the sauce and a whole hell of a lot more into the cook.
Well, it's funny. We make a drink called a Goombe Smash.
Yeah. We need the whole history of the Goombe Smash.
The Goombe Smash was... Art Belisari taking us to Bimini.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 35 Bertram, and we went over there, and we were hanging out in this little bar.
Right.
I mean, a shack of a bar.
Yeah.
Sand floor. And we were, we didn't know what we wanted to drink, and this big, let's just say she was a large Bahamian woman.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, you boys are going to have a Goombe. And we're like, fine.
Yeah.
And we stayed for way too long, but we got the recipe, and we came back and we started making the Goombe Smash, the barbecues.
Okay, so you brought this, then this has been yours from day one into the team. And,
pretty much.
Okay,
pretty
cool.
much.
Yeah. Well, we had a couple. That was like our warm up drink. We had the Goombe Smash, and it hooked us right up.
Yeah. Now that I'm a little older. I still love the Goombe, and I've been making it since I was 18 years old, and you'd think I'd know not to slam four or five of them.
Yeah, it doesn't work out that way.
No, it doesn't. What's your name again?
Yeah. Yeah, drop your pants. I think I know you. Well, we noticed, though, we were watching you do your pitch, and it's obvious you got a whole passion for this barbecue, and you love to share with these guys. And you were just we were standing back here watching you show off what it was you do. It's not that you're hiding a lot of secrets of cooking. You're sharing with everybody. You're embracing the whole essence of what is barbecue, the camaraderie, the teams, the drinking, the cooking, the having a party big time. I mean, it was great to watch. And we're just sitting back here in the trailer going, man, this is how it's done right here.
You have to have a passion for it. And we love to cook. We're very proud of what we cook. And what people get is pretty much the same thing as the judges get on Saturday. The difference is we put less ribs on there, and we baby them, and we hold them, and there's a couple of little nuances that we do for competition ribs that you just don't have time to do, in an environment like this.
When do you start seriously planning for a competition? How long in advance?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, for Memphis in May, you could talk to any chief cook on any team around here, and as soon as January 1 hits, everybody's going, Happy New Year! What are we doing for barbecue, man?
Right.
You know, and that's how it happens. And you really start then. Now, we've been doing it for so long, you know, most of the processes and everything we need to do, we know, okay, got to get this done in February, this done in March, this done in April, and then...
Now, you said something about drag racing.
But boy, this what we're sitting in here, we like to call this our Smokers Anonymous River Pantry. And next to us is a guy named Roland Schneider, classically trained chef. And they did a 7-course meal last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you partake?
Duck breast, we did a little. Duck breast with a green peppercorn sauce. They did foie gras. And, you know, they were using this cooker over here. You know, we're helping out. We're partners somewhat. We're friends. So whatever they need, whatever we need, we help each other out. But he flat puts it out there.
So you don't change up too much. Once you got a winning combination, you keep going at it.
Yeah. My boy who has the trailer, drag racer, you know, once they're dialed in, you don't change a thing. So Jimmy Farrell gets mad at me every time I say, well, you know, I'm going to put a little more white pepper in the rub and maybe a little raspberry preserves in the sauce. And Jimmy Farrell looks at me and goes, you dumbass, just keep it the way it is.
A classic chef here at a barbecue.
Yeah.
It's serious stuff. It really is.
Yeah. There's three different categories. You got rib, shoulder, and whole hog. And in my opinion, the whole hog chefs, the whole hog cooks are the best. I mean, because you got to have that whole hog cooked to the same temperature.
That's a big piece of meat to cook.
It's a big piece of meat. I mean, I cook whole hog, but I couldn't compete in whole hog.
Right. So you're in the rib competition, right?
Yep. I'm lazy. It's what it comes down to, man.
Well, no, it's the biggest competition. I think it's the most famous here in Memphis.
All right. So we're going to have to wrap up this segment. We're looking forward to watching you work under fire.
Bring it.
Yeah, because this is the Thursday night. We said this before. It's Thursday night. Gotten through. We're just walking into happy hour, right?
Yep.
Got a couple of minutes. We are officially into happy hour. Chris is on his like ninth drink here. You're way behind, Sean.
Everybody usually is.
This is party night for the team. We're going to come back and we're going to get some more. We're going to get some slobbering drunk reminiscing here in a few hours.
No, I'll be crying. Man, you should have been here in 95.
But we're looking forward to it. Sean, thanks for letting us come down here. This is great stuff. Rick and I are just sucking this in. This is what the College of Pig Knowledge, and you can't get more barbecue than this.
This is the World Championship of Pork Barbecue, baby.
We are here. And so, Sean, thanks a lot. We're going to talk to you in a little while later on.
Cool.
All right.
And we're on to our second Stone beer. What are you drinking, Jamie?
We're drinking the Stone IPA, the India Pale Ale.
India.
Ooh.
And you're going to tell us about it?
Well, the bottle's kind of boring, but here we go. It's a gargoyle. Do y'all know what a gargoyle is?
Yeah. No, let's talk about gargoyles. Okay. They're not really demonic, are they?
No.
They're water spouts.
A fearsome stone figure that has powers to ward off evil spirits. Our stone brewing company, Gargoyle, wards off modern-day evil spirits such as chemical preservatives, additives, and adjuncts.
So for our friends who think they're metal and they think that these are demons, they aren't.
Well, I just want to say the rest of us has started on the IPA, and Dick was still trying to finish off his big, fat, arrogant bastard, whatever it's called. So I want to say whenever I homebrew my first beer, I'm going to name it after you, and it's going to be called the Big Fat Wussy.
Well, yeah, thank you. I was just wussing out there.
But
it is an aggressive beer. You probably wouldn't like it.
I will say it took all 10 of us to finish one bottle of that. We each had to have just a little sample. And we did not enjoy it.
It's a very harsh beer.
It is doubtful you have the taster sophistication.
And she's not going to step up to the mic and say, it tastes like bile.
Come on, Christy. Check one. So what do we think about the IPA?
I love it.
What do you think?
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's way better than the Arrogant Bastard.
It's still hoppy, but it's got a little sweetness under it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hoppy, have you ever heard of the Hopsicle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. So we got to talk about Christy's inventions. We were down here earlier, and she's looking at one of the beers that we're going to do in a show for now, a hoppy beer show. And I got this Moylan's Hopsicle, and she says, why don't they make beer popsicles? I said, well, because it's hard to freeze a beer.
It's hard to freeze alcohol.
Yeah. But I know some beers do freeze, so we got to talking about that. It's like, well, how would you go about? So that's our quest now.
You might not want to get this out on the internet. Somebody's going to steal that idea and make millions before you.
Well, they've already stolen our whole Flavor Buds idea, so we're screwed anyway.
Now, I don't know much about this, but would it matter about the beer, the percentage of alcohol?
Yeah, that'd make it harder for you.
Yeah, what is the percentage of alcohol?
Slushy or something.
This is 6.9.
Yeah.
And these are our friends, Stone Brewing Company out of San Diego, or Ensenada.
And we looked up the IPA, so this is actually down towards the bottom of the IPA range. Wasn't it like 6 to 9% alcohol, something like that? It's a higher alcohol beer. It's not a low alcohol.
No, I had to get it at the liquor store.
Right. Yeah. Well, here in Tennessee,
Well, the point of this beer is to not have anything artificial in it. So it says nothing but barley, hops, water, and yeast.
Right. And it's There's a lot of different hops.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for preservatives, though. Yeah, I'm not against preservatives.
No. Well, that's what the hops are.
I'm trying to hand our other sister, Jean, sitting in the background, this, and she won't even try it.
I know. She's shaking her head going, no, no.
Probably 12 steps. Can't do it.
How about a little sample? You just need to try
it. No. She's not leaning into it.
We've got just some viewers. They're not participators tonight. We've got all kinds of viewers in the studio tonight, don't we?
And Christian's not participating either.
Oh.
I know. She's sitting back there in the back. She was all over at the last show, but
I think after she threw the gang sign in the picture, she's worried about her rival gang coming and getting her.
She's worried about it because everybody's seen her like throwing her gang sign there.
Now she's been pegged. People know what she is, and so they're going to get her.
That's it.
She's all West Coast and stuff.
She's getting all up. She's
They live on the West Coast of the lake. We live on the East Coast, so sometimes there's a little bit of
rivalry.
There's
a natural rivalry.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes like slap fights break out and stuff like that. We like toilet paper each other's yards.
Yeah, this would be the perfect neighborhood. Have y'all seen that show Yo Mama on MTV?
I have not.
Have you seen it, Christy? Okay. Misty's seen it. This guy, what's his name, Wilmer?
Wilmer
from the 70s show?
The Wilmer.
Okay. So he goes to these different neighborhoods, and he's like out in L.A., and he'll get somebody from the O.C., like Orange County, and they'll get somebody from a different neighborhood, and they square off, and they tell Yo Mama jokes. It's a trash-talking show. It is so funny.
That's what he's reduced to now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's good,
I'm glad he's still working.
Yeah.
Because I thought about him, and I was like, what's that poor kid going to do now?
Are you saying throughout the night maybe we should just throw in some Yo Mama jokes? Will either one of y'all be offended if we say a Yo Mama joke?
No.
Doesn't your mom actually listen to the show, Rick? Will she be offended?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick's mom, this is not actually towards you. Well, I'll just talk about Trey's mama.
Yeah. Let's not go there. She might come across the table on you, though.
Hey, Susan, your mom.
Yeah, she's the one throwing gag signs. Yeah, good move, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Just a mama with the gang
signs. Dick actually wants to do some hugging and kissing this year with his wife, so maybe you shouldn't do any Yo Mamas with Trey.
Hey, Susan, your mama's so fat, she's got more crack than Bobby and Whitney, and that's a lot of crack. Am I right? Yeah, but the thing is, my mom's your mom.
Marge, we're so sorry.
Ooh.
We are so sorry.
In your face.
Okay. We're just going to leave the mics on, let Susan and Jamie sure, talk for a while. All right, but we have got more music, though. And
we have another interview,
after we got music, then we got another interview.
I would like for Susan to bring in the next interview, because that was with your husband, Tom
That's
Mascari.
Right.
Oh, next, okay. The next interview is Hottie McHot Stuff, Tom Mascari. I guess y'all made it to his the Bodine booth.
No, he came over and he got some rogue dead guys from us. And
Oh, this was Thursday night when I was home with the three kids and That's Tom right, was working.
Said, yeah.
I'm holding up my fingers and doing the quotations.
He was
quotations.
Working.
He was working real
Tom's
hard. He was
giving working. Us beats. All right.
And yeah. Tom was about, he was in rare form. He was talking a lot.
Yeah, because Tom's an engineer, so he's not much of a talker. Yeah.
So. All right, so we're going to listen to a little of my favorite bluegrass band, the only one I like, Hazy Dixie, and they're going to play the musical, their version of Highway to Hell, and then we'll Ooh. Go and listen to a little Tom Mascari.
You need to bring this CD over for my big 33rd birthday. That'd be good background music for the party.
Okay,
next
we'll
week.
Do that. Okay. And what, you're giving it away now.
Oh.
We're supposed to keep that a secret.
Oh.
That was next show's. You screwed the whole
she
thing.
She planned it.
Now everyone knows.
There's no secret. She planned it.
Oh. All right, here's Hazy Dixie.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, it's party time, and my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway to hell. Stop signs, speed limits. Nobody gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, gonna spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan, paid my dues. I'm playing in this bluegrass band. Hey, mama, look at me. I'm on my way to the promised land. Yeehaw, I'm on the highway to hell.
It's professional podcasting at its best. All right, we're here live in the condiment trailer with Tom Mascari, Man About Town, Boulevard Deer, Gadabout, Social Butterfly.
Husband is Susan,
hear
me.
And, well, yeah, husband is Susan.
That's how I go by. I go by
or is, Tom, you're down there. You're like four doors down doing in the Bodine team.
R8.
Right?
R? Ribs 8.
Okay, ribs 8.
And we're having a good time over there.
Yeah, I know. And Tom hooked us up with some Costa Rican beer, and that was pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah, but I wasn't impressed.
But, you know, it's Costa Rica. What the hell do you want? You you had your beer. You come down here. We've hooked you up with some rogue dead guy.
Beautiful.
And good stuff.
And I was in the wrong spot the whole time.
Okay, that's all right. And so how's the team looking? Are you getting it together? It looked like a bunch of falling down drunks from what I saw.
Well, we probably are now, but
yeah,
the ribs were decent to begin with, and okay. We look forward to Saturday morning.
Okay.
See what I come up with.
And Rick's pointing at his beads for something.
Saying thank you for the beads.
Oh, thank you for the beads. That's right. We got our gay man beads, courtesy of Tom and the Bodine Corporation. And we've got, it's nothing but chick magnets. We've had all kinds of women just fondling our chest. They want to touch the beads. And so we appreciate that.
Tom, what are you drinking? What beer you got over there?
For my tent, we had set up. Well, we usually have a fire truck that has two taps on the water outputs.
It's like a full size fire truck, or like a.
It's a full size, but this year we were.
He's building
unlucky.
Up to an excuse. You're building up to
unlucky
an excuse.
To have it. Anyway, I got to spend.
So what
all
kind of
week,
beers are you drinking there, Tom?
I got to spend all week on making a beer table.
Yeah, and then we heard about you. You made a run. You said, "Oh, I went to Southwestern. And they had the clearance, and I picked up this and that and the other." And he got this beer table, and I saw all these people hitting a Bud Heavy and Bud Light tap.
That's not by my choice.
What's up with that? All right. You're supposed to be bringing the light, enlightening the masses, kind of bringing the religion to the natives.
Well, I did bring the Costa Rican beer.
You did. And that was good. That was a theme of you.
That was what Southwestern bought special from Epson Bay. I think they bought
and it
34
cases. It was some Costa Rican rat piss, which is different from our domestic
It's rat piss. I would still consider it
exotic,
a macro taste.
Right, it's exotic rat piss. No, it wasn't bad.
But the good thing is, I did get to go to Southwestern. They do sell to the public and by cases only, yet they have a section of damaged goods.
Yeah, you're telling me about that. That's like kind of like the rejects and stuff. You can get like bottles and make your own.
50 cents a bottle.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. Now they had some. They had a lot of people raiding in there because I guess it was a Friday and everybody wanted to stock up for the weekend party. But there was still stuff left. I mean, it's not something
so
I would go out and buy, but 50 cents
a
bottle.
So like all kinds of different beers. Other
well, they have the Dogfish, they have Harpoon, they have the Dead Guy.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. 50 cents a bottle, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just crazy prices.
That's probably cheaper than I could even make it.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. There's no way. That's fantastic.
That's about what I figured out was about 60 cents a bottle when I...
You're in charge of beer. You can care less about the... anything else, all right.
I stock the kegs, I get the ice, and take care of water and cokes.
So tell us about your team. You guys have been prepping for this for X number of months.
We've been working on it, especially the last couple of weeks. We put a lot of time in our booth, and that's something we're proud of.
And so this is like a big deal. This is a Thursday night. We're going to have a lot more interviews. We're going to talk about a lot more stuff come Friday.
For Susan's fan base, she'll be by tomorrow with
me. I made her watch the kids tonight. So,
that's right. All right. So Susan's going to be here tomorrow.
If I'm a man at all,
yeah,
I acted that way tonight.
Right. Suck it up.
You are the man.
All right. We're going to talk to you some more tomorrow. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Later.
Did you know Trey has his nipples pierced?
Oh, really?
Do you? Yeah. What'd you do that for? Much better than other things. Much better than
Thanks
other
for
things.
Sharing. So we.
If you go into the bathroom and spray in five different directions, you pierce the wrong thing.
I like how he did that disco movie.
Is that what happened to you?
More audio to cut.
That's only a personal experience.
No, I'm just killing time.
Like, come on, wait. We got something from the back row. Come on in here.
Just when Frank was talking about the spraying in five different directions, I thought that sounded like a personal problem.
He's
experienced that before.
Well, he has. That was last weekend.
Is that what happened?
So we were out of that, and that's kind of our summary of Friday. Of course, it doesn't do justice to everything that happened. All the people, like, really, Friday – sorry, I'm saying it wrong.
People are down there working hard, and we're just getting drunk.
It's Thursday. I'm a day off. It was Thursday. It was like a party day, real light. We got to know the team. We had a big time. And we're going to come back and insert some more of this stuff in another show or a separate segment where we get into Friday where they're really bearing down.
Can I say on Thursday, though, at the Bodine booth and a lot of the booths, though, that is not really the party night. That's the night that they bring in the bigwigs, the people that they're trying to impress. Mm.
Smokers Anonymous had their party night on Thursday because they were shutting it down on Friday in order to get ready to cook ribs on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Friday night, they shut it down at 10.
So Bodine, they had a little more corporate focus. Of course, they had to.
Wednesday and Thursday. And, I mean, that's part of the thing down there is they're all trying to impress each other. They're bringing in people from out of town. And
Well, apparently Bodine did the right thing because they won second place on Booth.
Which is, yeah. And which actually is kind of disappointing because last year they won first in Booth.
Well, so, second place ain't bad.
No. But the deal is Bodine usually does great in the booth. Always not so great in the food. But this year they actually did win chicken wings.
First place in chicken wings.
Which is very exciting because you want to win at least something in the food category.
Exactly.
You don't want to just be the booth winners.
So, I think I got a good shot of my foot there. So, trying to take pictures, and God knows what came out of that. I don't know how to work this camera. It flashes like
very good-looking Muscari girl, or Cashmere girls in here.
That's
tonight,
right.
So,
anyway, we played some of this audio. I hope you got something out of it. It's a really inspiring time being down there with the team. That was Thursday, and we're going to come back and play you Friday when we saw the team like shift into competition mode, and they started getting a lot serious. We got more interviews. We either have it on the next show or we'll put it out as a separate audio. But it's really inspiring watching all these guys come together, and they just bear down. They're very supportive of one another, regardless of what the competition was. And it's more than just a barbecue. It's not judging who does the best shoulder or ribs. There's all kinds of categories. There's seafood, chicken wings, exotic, anything but. There's all kinds of categories, and we were there to watch them do it.
And this is a team. They win and lose together. When an entry went out, they were cheering the entrance on, and they were hustling down to the judges. And when it was time to announce the winners, the entire team went down.
Yeah. And the cool thing was, and I was in one of the later interviews, I went down there with them. We watched them not win. But they could not have been more supportive of the team.
Because all their friends
were
winning. It's
a
big family.
And that was the whole cool thing about it. It didn't matter.
These barbecuers know each other. The people that did the association barbecue for us were down there at the Memphis MA Barbecue Fest, and they knew the people that took first place.
Yeah. And they were just as happy for the other guys to win as it was for themselves. So it was really nice.
So.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up, call it a show, and we're going to exit out. We got some more Hey C. Dixie, and this is a tribute to Aerosmith.
Look for the Sean McCarty outtakes.
Yeah, Sean is a hood.
Love him.
And
love
we appreciate Smokers Anonymous putting up with us. And hopefully you're going to hear more from them on shows to come. And
hopefully they'll invite us back.
Absolutely. All right. So this is Hey C. Dixie, Jamie.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Jane, thank you.
Hiding in the back. She got her one line in there. She blinked her eyes a lot at us, though, so that was good.
She's saving it up for the party that will not
is that
be
right?
named.
That's right. We're not going to talk about what's
Susan
coming up.
Surprise birthday party.
That's right. It's going to be rough.
Good thing I'm not very smart. I've already forgot what you said.
What? All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Drive safe.
Backstroke lover, always hiding under the covers. Gonna talk to your daddy, he say. He say you ain't seen nothing till you down on the muffin, then you sure to be changing your way. I met a cheerleader, was a real young bleeder, all the times I could reminisce. Cause the best things of loving with her sister and her cousin only started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing your hey diddy diddy with your kitty in the middle and you swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way, walk this way, walk this way. Talk this way, she told me to walk this way. Talk this way, she told me to walk this way. Talk this way, just give me a kiss. I like this. Girl
sweetie with a classy kind of sassy little skirt climbing way up her knee. And there was three young ladies in the school gym locker when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boys told me something I missed. And then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor and gave her just a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing your eight diddle diddle with your kitty in the middle and you swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way, talk this way, walk this way. Talk this way, she told me to walk this way, talk this way, she said walk this way, talk this way, just get in here.